Not surprisingly, the weather is the subject on the tip of everyone's tongue at the moment following violent floods over the last week in the Czech Republic. Forecasters warn that there is still a risk of storms causing more deaths and damage. But just how exceptional has the recent weather been, and is climate change partly to blame? Chris Johnston reports.
The violent storms of the last week that caused at least 13 deaths and billions of crowns of damage in the Czech Republic has everyone focused on the weather. With water levels continuing high in many parts of the country, there is still a threat that floods could return to areas already hit or strike new regions. Away from the floods, even businesses and those not directly hit are complaining of the washout summer so far. The Czech Meteorological Institute has been monitoring water levels and the highly localised and violent storms that have been a characteristic of the latest floods. On the Institute's flood map of the Czech Republic, flooded and high-risk rivers are only dozens of kilometres away from rivers running at drought levels. The specificity and violence of the latest floods sets them apart from the continuing downpour that caused the massive floods in August 2002 and the combination of the meltdown of snow and rain that fueled the spring floods of 2006. The Institute's Jan Pavlik says this month's floods have been exceptional.
Every summer we have similar situation, but this year, this June, the situation is a little stronger and we have stronger fresh floods than usual and for a longer period than usual.
Mr. Pavlik says higher temperatures this summer, around 2 degrees Celsius warmer than the average, have helped fill rain clouds and fueled the heavy downpours. With up to 10 centimetres of rain falling at any one time, these have transformed mild streams into violent torrents. And he believes global warming is also contributing to the more violent and less predictable Czech climate.
This is the consequence of global warming, that the thunderstorms are probably stronger than should be without global warming.
The short-term outlook from the Institute is that the threat of storms will continue over the next couple of days before brighter weather at the weekend. While Mr. Pavlik is making no forecast for the rest of the summer, he is willing to predict that the trend of unstable and violent weather can only get worse over time.
And thanks to Chris Johnston for that report on the storms and floods sweeping the